Goes without saying, 2 points are very, very, very important for Tyrone tonight against Monaghan.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, Tom, and I suppose 2 points are very important for both counties, because obviously if Monaghan can get the win, they'll be thinking probably that they'll be secure in their Division 1 status for another year. Tyrone obviously have that only win against Kildare 2 weeks ago, and for them to go down to Castleblaney tonight and get a win is absolutely vital, because it would mean that you would sort of stay away from that relegation zone that Tyrone and Donegal and Kildare, and I suppose Monaghan maybe to a lesser extent, are in at the moment. So there's no doubting whatsoever the significance of this game. And it's going to be a very tough one for Tyrone as well.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, Matty Donnelly's point against Kildare the last day in the dying seconds was a very important score, because I'm sure it lifted morale a bit.
It did, because I suppose people were starting to get a wee bit frustrated that, you know, that the two games that had been played prior to that, that they both resulted in defeats, and the nature of the Dublin game, even though Tyrone had played fairly well, they were beaten by, what, I think 5 or 6 points at the finish-up, so it was a demoralising kind of a result. So to go down to Kildare, and Kildare, I suppose, have against Monaghan, and I think against Dublin as well, in their opening two games, had been very, you know, very strong at times, and were very anxious to get a win at home. So for Tyrone to stick in there, and at one stage during the closing stages, it looked like they might have lost the game, but for them to stick in, and I thought Matty Donnelly showed great determination. It's one of the things that I've often said about Matty, that it would be great to see him going forward like that, because he's a big, strong, very capable player, and to see him going forward like that, you would love to see it maybe more so from him. And against, in that final movement against Kildare, he really did. He shook off a couple of players, and he took the point with his left foot. An absolutely brilliant score. And he's somebody that you'd love to see doing that on a more regular basis.
And tell me, 6 changes. Obviously, the Tiernan McCann definitely out through injury. But what do you make of the changes?
Yeah, the changes, I suppose, well, Conor Myler is obviously in the defence and in the half back line as a direct replacement for Tiernan McCann, and who else? I suppose the introduction of Colm Kavanagh is obviously coming from the Moyes All Ireland win is significant as well, and Cathal McCarron's back into the team, although he did play against Kildare. So it's a very strong Tyrone team that Mickey Hart has named for tonight's game, and when you look at it, you've Colm Kavanagh and Matty Donnelly at midfield, very strong midfield partnership. Richie Donnelly at full forward, I think probably as an attempt to see can he replace maybe the Sean Kavanagh as a target man in that position. And then obviously you have Conor McAlisky there as well, is coming back into his own as a, after being out last year completely through injury. You have Padraig Hampsey back in at centre half back, and Kieran McGeary then in the half back line as well. So a very strong team. Certainly, I would say it's probably the strongest team that has been lined out so far this year.
Is the placing of Matty Donnelly at full forward maybe a sign that maybe Tyrone are going to change their approach somewhat?
Yeah, Richie. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think that. I suppose it has been a concern over the past couple of years that maybe there hasn't been a big target man in that full forward. And I think Sean Kavanagh's, when Sean was sort of winding down in his career in 2016 and 2017, he was moved into full forward on a more regular basis and certainly posed a threat there. And I think Richie Donnelly would certainly possess a lot of the abilities that you would need to be a target man at full forward. He's a very, he's a very able footballer in terms of his height and his strength, and also his ability to, when he gets the ball, to be able to make space for himself and maybe lay possession off to the likes of Conor McAlisky and Lee Brennan there in the corners. And I know, I suppose, the way the game has changed in recent years, statutory positions aren't as significant as they maybe were in the past, but at the same time you still need those players in around that danger area, that area and around opposition goals where they're capable of maybe winning possession and creating those chances.
And what of Monaghan? Obviously, they've been there's a great rivalry built up in recent years, no more than Tyrone and Donegal. You have Tyrone and Monaghan as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I suppose Tyrone have had the upper hand, certainly in the championship. Like Monaghan, I think beat them, was it the 2013 semi-final at Clonus, and then of course there was the National League defeat that Tyrone suffered in 2015 down at Omagh, when there was a power cut and Monaghan came out and it seemed to rejuvenate them when the lights went back on. And look, one of the big talking points over this past couple of weeks has been how Monaghan have been able to sustain their position in Division 1 with maybe more limited resources than a lot of the other counties there. And I was reading somewhere where I think it's the second lowest population in the whole of the country. So it's, look, Monaghan in Castleblaney as well, it seems to be maybe a policy of the Monaghan County Board. They did it last week in Askeen, when they took Kerry in Askeen. They're taking Tyrone to Castleblaney, and maybe there's an ulterior motive there that, you know, Clonus is a very big venue. These venues are more intimate. The atmosphere can play maybe a bigger role in that, and probably Monaghan are hoping that will inspire them to a win. But when you look at some of the players that they have, like Desi Moen and Drew Wiley, Colin Walsh, Jack McCarron, and obviously Conor McManus, like there's not a forward probably in Ulster who has been better than Conor McManus over the past 4 or 5 years, and Tyrone are going to have to be at their best to get a result tonight.
Hmm. They are capable, do you think, of winning?
There's Tyrone. No doubt about Tyrone, yeah. Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about it. I suppose it's going to be their first senior football match in Castleblaney since the 89 Ulster semi-final when Tyrone beat Down. So I suppose there's a wee bit of a unfamiliarity there with the venue, but, and you know, and how a pitch plays and that kind of thing. Like, there wouldn't be another pitch in the country that Tyrone would have played, that the Tyrone wouldn't have played on in inter-county football. So there's no doubt that they're capable of, but it's going to be a typically, I suppose, robust game. It's going to come down to the last few minutes, and in those last few minutes, Monaghan have proven their worth, you know, in getting results. Like we mentioned earlier about the Donegal game in the National League a couple of years ago, that's the kind of performance that Monaghan can produce in Castleblaney, and it's something that Tyrone are going to be on their guard against. But the stakes are very high in this one, Tom, and every one of the Tyrone players, and the likes of Lee Brennan, Conor McAlisky and Richie Donnelly, if the scoring opportunities come to them, they're going to have to take them, because